Well, hello there. I'm
sure glad to see you.
Did you say yes, sir, as a boy?
Yes, I did. I'll tell you that was one thing my father was strict about. When we, some man or he would speak to us, it was yes, sir. It wasn't yell.
Yeah. There I go.
Yeah. No, sir. We said yes, sir. And I'll tell you another thing. Well, now I forgot what I was going to say. We never, very seldom, called an older man, that is, a fellow that was older than we are, by his given name. It was always Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith or whatever it might be. We weren't allowed to say, hello, Bill Smith or something.
I remember when I was a boy, or about 14, I got to call the fellow across the street Howard instead of Mr. I had made it. I was of age.
I'll tell you a little story about that, Mr. Here, I mean, sir. My father used tobacco. So, I believe it was one Sunday morning. He was sitting in the living room, and I was on the floor there playing, and he had left his tobacco in the other room. He says, Billy? I says, what? He says, Billy? I says, what? He said, you said, sir. And ever since then, I said, sir. my eyes give me the dickens sometimes.
I wonder if it's, has it done that all spring?
Yes, I tipped cold one time and it settled in my eyes and left them kind of weak.
Oh. What did you say to women?
Miss or Mrs.
Yes, sir, to men.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was what you were supposed to say.
Lots of them say yes, ma'am, you know. But I always say ma'am. I don't know what the difference is. I suppose it's a difference in locality.
Yeah, probably. Maybe I'll find out.
Yes.
When I went into the Army, I sirred everybody. I sirred as a boy, too. Oh, every time I'd say yes, sir, these sergeants and corporals would just want to wring my neck, and they got me out of the habit.
Don't sir me.
And it was just a mark of respect, no particular.
Well, were you under them in the Army?
Yes.
Well, I thought you had to.
Oh, you sir, only a commissioned officer.
Oh.
I had that drilled into me and drilled through me and drilled this way and this way and this way.
I didn't know that. I thought that regardless of who they were, that is their commission, that a man under them would have to say, sir.
No, just a commissioned officer.
Yeah.
Non-coms, the corporals and the sergeants are just sergeant or corporal. Oh, let's see. Let's say you're out pounding nail and you hit your finger with a hammer. What would you say normally?
Ouch!
Oh, if you get particularly worked up, if you're angry, would you say anything?
Oh, I don't know of anything in particular, but you might say, that makes me pretty mad or pretty red or something like that.
Well, if you had a nice patch of lawn and a mole got in it, and you tried to catch him and couldn't, you tried again and again, you say, oh, that mole.
And mole, probably.
I think that's what I would use, probably. Well, that's quite common.
Yes.
Oh, I had a teacher once who was, good morning.
Good morning.
Who was irate. He said, to these people who won't say tinker's damn. And he was pretty disturbed about it. He said, all that is a little piece of clay that the tinker used to put on the pot and then he'd pour in the molten metal. And when people say tinker's darn, it just doesn't mean anything.